to be a lady tonight. Luck, if you've ever been a lady to begin with, luck, be a lady tonight. Luck, let a gentleman see how nice a dame you can be. I know the way you treated other guys you've been with.
I like to play a little Sinatra. You know, it's GN. Nice. You never know.
Yeah.
How dare you?
Perfect.
Perfect song.
By the way, this is my favorite act of all time. Again, I have not taken a single breath since I passed the gambling thing because I'm afraid it's going to be my last and I want to make some dough before it all happens.
You can breathe a little easier now. You got everything you wanted.
Yes. I think we did pretty much get the kitchen sink in the gambling bill in Illinois. Richard Roper read all 600 pages today because actually Richard is the only person I know who's actually physically capable of doing that.
That's true.
He's
and understanding
a speed reader,
it.
Yeah. So what did we find here?
Okay, so, I mean, the basics have been reported, as people know. We're going to get the state of Illinois is going to get six new casinos, one within Chicago city limits, which is obviously a first. As you know, you can go to Rivers and Des Plaines, you can go to the Hammond Horseshoe across the border, but we've never had a casino in Chicago. They've been talking about it for some 30 years. There have been attempts to get it here, and it went through in about one day. And if you ever see the pictures now, it actually looks like a sports gaming board at the Illinois Assembly when they make the votes. It's like red and green. Yeah. It looks like the tote board. So we're going to get the six casinos, and we're also going to have sports wagering. Last year, the United States Supreme Court struck down the law that had prohibited individual states now from establishing wagering, and now there are half a dozen, and about 25 are going to have it within 3-4 years. Each state can have its own gaming, sports wagering. So the casino is great because people are going to go to casinos anyway. Now Chicago can get some of that money. The revenue will get split three ways, city, state, and the private owners of these casinos. They will be operated. This is a really good idea. They're going to be operated by people that operate casinos and not by the city and the state.
Oh.
So that's a good thing. And you know, bids will be put in and there will be a casino here in Chicago. Tons of jobs. I think it's going to double the amount of casino jobs in Illinois. And, you know, a lot of people look truth. You know, yeah, it's probably going to hurt, you know, the Hammond Horseshoe and some of the other casinos because people in Chicago are going to be able to go somewhere in Chicago. Hasn't been determined yet. Governor Pritzker says he'd like to put it in a neighborhood that could use the financial benefit, not only just from the casino and the jobs, but there'll be restaurants and all those types of things around it. So that's the deal with the casino. It's going to happen. Sports wagering, you're going to be able to go to Wrigley Field and Soldier Field are among the venues that will be able to apply for licenses. So you'll be able to go to a kiosk as you're waiting in line at Soldier Field and go bet on the Bears or on the Cubs.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Oh, on the Cubs. You can
before you
step into a Cubs game.
The one thing you're not going to be able to do is bet on any Illinois colleges. You won't be able to bet on U of I, ISU, Bradley, anything like that. They're just not going to be on the board. Nevada had that for years. You couldn't bet on UNLV games if you're in Nevada. So there's going to be also, you know, other licensees like the Rivers Casino.
How about Little League games?
Eventually.
That goes on anyway.
Yeah. Eventually. And all of the sports wagering at the start, at least, you're going to have a brick-and-mortar establishment first. They're not letting people just apply for online gambling licenses. That shuts out like DraftKings and FanDuel and those big fantasy sports sites. They were put in the penalty box, as they call it in the legislation for 18 months because allegedly they've already been operating. You know, people in Illinois have accounts. They really shouldn't have had accounts with these sports. But fantasy sports is betting, no matter what anybody says about it. You're trying to win money. So, you know, expect like Rivers Casino to have a sports, you know, book. People that go to Vegas, you see those big sports books. Expect to see kiosks for sure in Wrigley and Soldier Field. And those licenses, they're, you know, anywhere from $1 million to $2 million. Then in 18 months, anybody that wants to can bid for an online license. There's going to be three online licensees in Illinois. Three. The license will cost you $20 million.
Oh, I was going to say we should go in on
that. $20 million just to apply. So that's going to be real interesting to see who gets these sports wagering licenses because they're essentially a license to print money because what happens is for every, if you want to win $100, you have to risk $110. So there's like basically a 10% fee that, you have to pay up front when you make a bet. That's how they make their money. If you go to Vegas right now, mm-hmm. Bears are 6-1 to win the Super Bowl. If you wanted to win, you know, that $600, you have to put $110, not $100 down. So the sports wagering, the kiosk, you know, imagine the lines at the kiosk. If you think like, people are mad that they didn't get their cold old style, imagine if they didn't get their bet in. But there will be ways to bet on the game as it continues. So this will all happen pretty rapid fashion. I mean, there's regulations and applications and all that
stuff. I think
stuff,
that's a bad move. I think the kiosks are it's a false start. It's a bad limb on the tree. It's not the way that should be.
Yeah, you know, the sports leagues, the professional, the NBA in particular, they're saying that way they can kind of keep an eye on things, and they get like a 1% extra top on it.
And I'm
like, I know. To me, it's like, you know, it definitely can be problematic. Eventually, we're going to get to the point where you're just going to be able to do it on your phone no matter where you are. That's where the real money's going to be in, you know, at that point. So, you know, sooner rather than later, you know, you'll be able to do an app. That's not going to happen right away. The other thing is they're finally allowing slots and video gaming and even craps and blackjack at racetracks. And as you guys very well know, especially, you know, Rhodes got, you know, mm-hmm. has been involved in this game for a long time. They've been trying to get that forever. And, you know, Balmoral and what was the other park? Maywood. Yeah. They shut down about 3 years ago because right. they were saying, listen, this might help us. And they never could get that passed. And I always thought it was strange that they would let the classic Illinois lawmaking logic. Now, for the last several years, you could go into a gas station and play a slot machine. You could go into your local pizzeria and play a slot machine. But you couldn't go to Arlington Park, where they've been handling gambling for 90 years,
right.
and play a slot
Seems
machine.
Weird. You know? Seems strange.
But you're actually going to be able to do not only slots and video gaming, but craps and blackjack. Table games will be allowed at horse tracks.
All right. Well, this changes the outcome of horse racing in Illinois mm-hmm. in a really positive way. Mm. Because horse racing is responsible for about 20,000 jobs.
Mm.
And
wow.
It's,
other than that many.
In all forms,
right?
Okay. Breeding all the way through,
breeding. Okay.
Yeah. And so this is a boon because Illinois was about to lose it all. Mm. It was all going to be gone. Mm. I think that they were just holding on to Arlington, Churchill Downs, or Jones Arlington mm-hmm. was just holding on to it until the very very last second. And this also gives the Carey family, who I absolutely adore, mm-hmm. who those are the Hawthorne people.
Okay.
This gives them an opportunity to upgrade their facility. And to upgrade the purses and all of a sudden make Hawthorne the destination it once was. And this is a real, and you've got, you know, in the summer you're going to have these incredible dates mm-hmm. at Arlington, which is the most beautiful.
It is beautiful there.
Absolutely.
The mm-hmm. best facility in modern racing facility in North America, without question.
Mm.
And then, you know, you get and then for people who, you know, just want something a little bit more city oriented, Hawthorne is right there.
Sure.
You know? So this is very good news for them.
That's great to hear. And you know, the idea too, like at Arlington and Hawthorne, they have all kinds. They can do all kinds of special promotions. You know, slots tournaments. People love to do that, and a lot of times. One spouse might, or one partner might be interested in the horse racing, but somebody else says, well, I'll go with you because I can just play the slots, or I'll, you know, come hang out with you and we'll both play a little blackjack together. I mean, and from the start, it's like, look, this stuff already exists. You know, the idea that this is somehow going to, you know, lead to the moral decay of America, it's too late for that. Gambling is the national pastime, more than football, basketball, or baseball.
Right.
March Madness, all of that stuff. It's already happening. That's why, you know, when this was announced, even like people like Cubs manager Joe Madden, he's like, look, people have been betting on these games forever. Might as well have somebody regulating it.
So you cannot. So there was some confusion earlier mm-hmm. on the program. You cannot bet on your phone.
No.
For 18 months, no matter who gets it.
There will be online. I think if Rivers gets a license, they'll be able to implement that before the 18-month period is over. You will have some sort of online.
Through
be more
Rivers.
Like going to their you'll have to go through the Rivers either their app
what
or
about,
their website.
What about the tracks? Arlington going to have that opportunity?
I don't think so. You know, but it's
you have to be a land-based casino.
You have to be a land-based. I'm not sure about the racetracks. Honestly, I know that the stadiums can apply for those licenses as well. There's a process, and again, they want the established businesses to get a head start on the online giants. Now, the online giants, DraftKings and FanDuel, are like, well, this is like you're starting ride sharing and you're banning Uber and Lyft.
Right,
but the point is,
look,
these are local businesses that, you know, and again, people, this the idea behind this, the Illinois was saying, is like, well, you guys are being penalized because you already you were kind of already operating because you can be anywhere and play those
right.
fantasy things. You know, and you weren't really supposed to be doing it. So
they've got the casinos planned for Chicago, like you said, a really big one. It sounds like.
Yeah, it'll be huge. I think it'll be anywhere, maybe 10,000 jobs.
Bigger than
like
the Bellagio, maybe. They said in terms of gaming seats.
Yeah,
it'll be enormous.
4,000 positions for people to sit. Then you got the Waukegan, one in the south suburbs, Rockford, Danville, and Williamson County in southern Illinois. But then here's the other thing. The slots at O'Hare and Midway.
Yes, also, yes. That's coming. Which is always fun to see people playing the slots at the airport, like at McCarran in Las Vegas. You're like, give it up.
Your
flight's boarding, man. It ain't happening, buddy.
What I like is when people get off the plane and they do that waiting for their baggage.
Yeah.
I'm going to start losing money right now.
Yeah, I know a guy that did that so much. He's almost got back on another plane. He's like, I lost half my bankroll before my bags came. Terminal 6.
Oh, man.
But yeah, and again, that's a lot of revenue. Listen, people got time to kill in the airports. Your flight gets delayed. You go over there and it's not those giant bettors that really build those huge casinos. It's the $20 here, the $40 there.
And having read a lot of this legislation, Richard, do you feel like there are a lot of protections in place so that there's absolutely no abuses of the system in the state of Illinois?
Well, hopefully, yeah. I mean, there's all kinds of details about, this kind of wine license, that type of liquor license, who can get a license, what you have to do and how penalties that'll happen if you don't do this or that. I mean, that's why it's that many pages. It kind of has to be. And that's mm-hmm. for all the lawyers to go through. So. It's going to be an interesting time because there's going to be a moment sooner rather than later where you can bet on the Bears and then step outside and smoke a joint. Things that would have gotten kicked out of high school and put in jail back
totally.
When we were kids.
You never would have thought that. This would be okay.
Well, you can't step outside and
no,
smoke a joint.
No, the public
yet.
Parks and areas, public areas are not supposed
eventually.
To
eventually.
But you're right. Eventually. When does that change? Do you have a marijuana smoking area that's 15 feet away from the door?
At casinos. You could put a marijuana smoking area.
Oh, my goodness.
Hell.
Hit me, sir. You already have 21. Could be dangerous. Don't smoke and bet, people.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Don't smoke.
I'm having a grabber right now thinking about this. Still haven't taken a breath.
It's a really massive expansion, isn't it? And quickly, pretty quickly.
Yeah.
I mean,
obviously, you don't
build a casino overnight, but it's coming.
Yeah, and there are spots. I know Governor Pritzker says he'd like it to be in the neighborhood. That'll really benefit from it, so that'd be cool. Because if you're going to build a giant casino.
If you had to guess,
where that Lucas thing was going to go, just plop it right down there. How about that? Right?
Hey,
boom.
Take it, friends of the park.
Right? And, but if you're going to build a giant casino like that, why not have a 2,500-seat entertainment venue? Again, as the casinos across the state line, the big name acts will come there,
True.
We could get a Hall & Oates show right here, dang it. It'd be awesome.
I think you could get, and that's sort of what the sweet spot is right now. Like 25 to 4,000. Sort of that's what we're missing.
Yes.
Chicago Theater is that.
Yeah.
But what you really need is something that is it's in that ballpark so that you could the Wintrust is kind of, it's a little bigger. I think Wintrust is 10.
Yeah, that's a little bigger. Yeah. But you're right, and the Chicago Theater is almost always filled. I mean, there's something there almost every night, so there's plenty of room. Yeah, if a Jerry Seinfeld was coming in, he could fill a 2,500-seat venue 3 nights in a row easily.
Yeah.
Or a lot of great musical acts.
Do you think? Do you get a sense that the west side, west of the United Center, is a good idea?
Yes,
I do too.
I think that there you have it.
Thought about where it should really be.
Okay,
is you extend the because as any lifelong Chicagoan will tell you that when the old Chicago Stadium was there. You rolled them up and you just prayed, when you got there and you ran from the parking lot to your car.
Mm-hmm.
And now, as Mike Flannery was just here a little bit about, talking about how there's baby strollers.
Amazing,
outside
right?
Isn't that
incredible?
Yeah. When would you have thought?
Baby Bop or whatever the name of that thing is. It's like a $1,500 baby stroller that's got has its own coffee maker on board. And there's, the moms that are like doing that where they're, going around the neighborhood there.
That's true. So keep it going, right?
Can you go into a casino with a baby in a baby stroller? I guess you could, right?
I don't think so.
It's supposed to be 18 and over, usually, in casinos. 21.
What if they're
asleep? 21 in Illinois. Even in Vegas, you see parents with strollers. But if they stop in the casino and gaming area, they'll be asked to leave with the kids. You can go through on your way to your, wherever you're going, but you're not supposed to park the stroller next to the slot machine.
That's what the Bahamas are for.
That's exactly right.
Everything goes there.
That's what they do there.
Oh, there you
That's right. Sometimes the baby's on the craps table, well, taking a crap on the craps
well,
table.
Is what it is. Collateral. That's why they call happen. It that.
Maybe. I saw a guy in the Bahamas, in Freeport, the Bahamas, the lesser of the two cities, that actually died at the time. I'm not making this up, Ron. Majors will attest to this story because he was standing next to me.
Oh, my gosh.
The guy was, we were at a craps table, and he had his, you know, he had his chips up in front, you know, on that rack that's in front of you. And he leans over. He moves some of the chips on the, you know, he throws them down.
Yeah.
And then he sits back and he's on oxygen.
Oh, jeez.
And he falls, and he had a nurse with him.
Oh, my gosh.
He falls straight back. And what does he do? Yeah. As he's going, as he's dying, and he reaches out for his chips in front of him to pull them toward him. Like, that's going to help him in some way, shape, or form.
Cashing in his chips. Oh, no. Literally cashing in his chips.
Cashes. And the funny thing is, people still played the role.
Absolutely.
The guy's lying there, and then, you know, and they were like, we need some help over here.
Seven out.
The guy went as he wanted to go.
Wow.
And they're down there working on him, and I'm like, there's Chip. And, you know,
and then you guys are thinking, like, would we divide him equally? I mean, he would have wanted it that way, whatever his name is. I don't know. Oh, my Lord.
I mean, it's one of those moves. It just tells you about that's the kind of thing that can happen. All right.
Wow.
Don't anybody move. Let's find out from our dear friend Kim Gordon. What's happening in the news at the top of the hour?
Stop the music. Apple is retiring one of its original products.
With
we didn't mention that the Illinois legislators gave themselves a raise today. That was the one thing we didn't get to on the agenda. $1,600 Cha-ching.
There that passed?
That's yeah, that's what they got.
They worked hard. Hey, they got stuff done. It's weird.
Kim Gordon's in the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom on WGN Radio coming up in just a moment. If there are people in America who deserve a raise, it is the Illinois legislature.
Jeez.
That's all I want to say. Well, it's $1,600. I mean, what does it take them up to? I don't think they don't.
Yeah, it's not that much. Yeah. I mean, it's a $1,600 a year raise. That's what that is. I mean, $30 a week, right? I mean,
you are allowed, though, as an Illinois legislator, to also be a member of organized crime.
Oh, gosh, no. Come on, no.
No?
How dare you? I think all the beat reporters that were down there, too, should get a raise covering that stuff.
Totally. It is hard work. They get $68,000.
But they get to, okay, there you go. Then you get to spend a lot of time in Springfield, too. So.
They don't spend that much time in Springfield.
No, the reporters do more than that.
Yeah, that's true.
If you're a Republican, you probably could have just gone home over the weekend. There's nothing you're going to be able to do to stop that juggernaut.
Not needed.
Right, yeah.
Extra.
I'm just gonna stay right here. I don't think we really need to do anything.
East, Western, Central State at Ohio State, like those early football games. That's what these things are like, you know. Cupcakes.
Right. We will get Kim's news again for the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom coming your way in 2. It's a Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis right here on 720 WGN. Big deal. Very big deal.
I went around passing a hat. We're about 2.97 million short on getting a license, but I figured we'd give it a try.
What do we need, 20 million?
Well, 20 for the big one, but at least a few million. So if anybody wants to help us with getting that.
Okay. You know what we need to do? We need to start a mega church first. We'll get the 20 million.
Perfect.
And then we work our way around.
Easy money.
That's what we're going to do these days.
So the gambling bill, and we've been talking about this forever on this show, the gambling bill has now passed. And it is going to be a big change. A big change, because you're not only going to get a number of casinos throughout the state of Illinois, a big 4,000-position casino in Chicago.
Yep.
The racetracks are going to get slots in certain table games, right?
And that's more jobs, too. Obviously, there's, as Ro was mentioning, too, it's not just, you know, the blackjack dealer, but someone's got to be able to be a license to service the slots machines. You're going to have more security, obviously. In the big Chicago casino, you're going to probably have 8, 10, 12 different restaurants and bars in the facility, you know, where people will be employed as well.
and kiosks at the major sporting venues so you could bet on the game while it's going on.
That piece I didn't really understand was part of it.
I don't understand it
here
either.
Here it is.
But Tim Carey is with us. He's been on the show a number of times. Friend of the show, we would say, about him. He is the president of Hawthorne. And what does this mean for your facility? What does this mean for horse racing?
Ro, it's great to talk to you again, as always. Truly appreciate it. What it means for horse racing, as you know, being a lover of horse racing, it's a lifeline. So truly, as an industry in Illinois, we were the last major market in terms of that did not have gaming at the racetracks. And so for us, it literally, we get to, like you guys were just talking about, we get to hire more people and we get to run more days and we get to hopefully, you know, because back in 2007, we had 2,700 horses apply for 2,100 stalls on our backside. This year, we had 800 apply for 2,100 stalls.
And that's because the purses are low. Without getting too into the weeds here, because most people can't, you know, I think, process exactly how the horse racing industry works. You just go and you watch them go around a track and you bet $2 and you hope to get four, right? I mean, that's kind of the idea for most people. Yeah. But the idea here is that to attract horses so you can fill out a meet, so you can run a meet for 5 days in a week and you can have, you know, 12 races a day. You need to have a lot of horses to do that, and you need to also have a nice environment in which to do it. And the only way to do that is to have big purses, because horse owners, you know, there's fewer horses, fewer thoroughbreds every year in the United States, because there's fewer tracks that are, you know, that you know can pay the money. So for a race has to have, like in Toronto, where you've got casinos associated with the track there. I know that's not America, but it's a big racing center in the upper, you know, sort of the northern part of this hemisphere. And then, or you go down to Florida, you go to any of the, like, Gulfstream, you know, they're going to run a race there. The purse is going to be, you know, for a race with not great horses, it could be a $60,000 purse. And up here, you're lucky if it's a $15,000 purse. So
and that was our argument all along. People will leave because, you know, you can take your horse wherever you want to take it and stuff like that. And we, the physical plants ourselves, Arlington, Fairmont Park, you know, we can't move. So therefore, you have to help us and stuff like that. And so I can't thank them enough. And truly, we now, like you were just saying, for Chicago, we get to, you know, hopefully bring in high end restaurants. We get to improve our facility. We get to redesign our facility, and that's all construction jobs, and it's all union construction jobs. And it's, you know, again, it makes such, we've been waiting for this for close to 20 years, certainly the 15 years I've been working on it. And it just, I was so nervous last night sitting in the Senate gallery, because so many times we've been to the finish line, but we've never gotten over the finish line. And
I've had horses do that.
Ro can relate to that.
Yeah, I can relate to that.
Absolutely. But we finally got it done. So I'm thrilled. It's great for our industry. It truly, truly is a wonderful thing for our industry.
Yeah. There's no question. And it also keeps both of you guys alive in the Chicago area. And I don't think that if this had not happened, my guess is you guys would have plugged along. I don't think Arlington would have stayed open. So this is a great day for that. And Hawthorne, the nice thing about Hawthorne is that, you know, Arlington, you know, it's a, unless you're in the northwest suburbs, it's a bit of a trek to get out there. It is beautiful. It's an amazing facility.
It is beautiful.
But the vast amount of the population of the area is closer to where you guys are on the near southwest side.
Hawthorne is, hey, let's just take this exit.
Yes. You know? Right.
It could be a spur of the moment. No one makes a spur of the moment decision.
Both expressways.
Yeah. 10 minutes from downtown. I know. I've done it.
9. I've seen you do it at 9.
So, and this gives
The other thing is we get to have sports betting here. You know, so that's the difference in this particular bill as opposed to prior bills. This one allows us, one, we will have a full blown casino with table games, but secondly, we get to have a sports book here. So that's really going to enhance the value of what we're doing here. It's going to be fun, a lot of fun.
And I have
to give a shout out to Bobby Rita. Did a wonderful, wonderful job sponsoring that in the House, and certainly Terry Link and John Cullerton and retired Senator Bob Malaro. He did incredible, incredible jobs getting it done.
Bet and Bobby, they call him now.
Bet and Bobby. <You know. laughs>
But I did like what Cullerton said. He kept saying, listen, it's going to go somewhere. Why not here?
It's like
there's a giant slice of the pie we haven't had in this state.
It's like he just won an Oscar right there.
That was nice. Yeah.
I'd like to thank all the people who made this happen.
War Admiral Eclipse.
Are you done with that, Tim? Did we cut you off?
Yeah, it's crazy not to. All these years. And it is true. It feels like half our lives we've been talking about this. Yeah. And it was amazing to see it get done.
So are you? Did you already have plans drawn up to do construction? Were you already thinking about that?
Oh, yeah. Because we actually bid on the 10th license way back in 08. So we had drawings then. And then, you know, I was optimistic. I thought for sure Quinn would approve it in 10. And then I even got more optimistic in 13.
He's not thanking him, by the way. No. I noticed that. Not thanking Pat.
I'm not. Yeah. And so we have plans. And so it's just a matter of tweaking them, I think, and put it in motion.
How quickly? When does this go into effect?
Yeah, how long does this take?
Well, there was actually a rumor today that Cullerton was going to throw the bill into the governor, and the governor would actually sign it today. I don't think that's happened, of course, but it could happen tomorrow, and it could happen on Friday.
When it goes into effect, and listen, I got a craps table company. I'd like to sell you some craps tables.
Talk then.
Oh, gosh.
I'm kidding. Anyway, the point is that are you going to be able to start offering that immediately, or is that start September or January? When does that work?
I think what we'll do is our goal is to have the sports book going in September. Naturally, of course, with the gaming, of course, we got to get licensed and stuff like that. But the gaming might take a little bit longer just because of the true construction that we're going to have to do around here. But we're going to do something of a temporary facility. We haven't determined where that's going to be, particularly on our property yet, but we'll definitely do a temporary facility.
Gigantic property. That's the thing about Hawthorne. A lot of room. Yeah. You have a very big, because back in the day, you know, there was Hawthorne and Sportsman's right across from each other. Mm-hmm. And there was the parking lots were the parking lots would fill up because, you know, guys in fedoras would show up in, a black suit and a fedora in a 90-degree day, and they'd stand there and they'd watch the races, right? That's what people
did
back in the day. And then in those parking lots, still even to this day, you don't need the parking lot space that you've got. Mm-hmm. So that you have a lot of room to do stuff there. And you have the infield, too. Will you be able to use the infield for things?
You know, we have the tunnel underneath. I mean, we put that in so that we could use it more often. So, yes, I mean, we haven't used it in the last couple of years, but absolutely. You know, on a temporary basis, we might use that in terms of valet, if you will, or do something along those lines. So we're kind of looking at all different options.
You can watch your car while you're watching the horse go around.
There's always the tunnel. There's always a tunnel.
Oh, let me just tell you something.
I don't want to know any stories about the tunnel.
Yeah, no. You don't want to know.
Not on the air.
Yeah, Sportsman's had it, too, and that was a different situation.
Different tunnel.
Yeah, that's different much time. Different situation. Yes.
Right. Very much.
The Carey family has always run a very good, clean operation.
Because
what are you, third generation, fourth generation?
Fourth generation. And that's the thing. When I thanked Rita and Terry Link and Cullerton last night, it was, I said, do you realize you saved 110-year-old Illinois family business?
That's amazing. That's
so
really cool.
We've had it 110 years, and they're like, wow, we didn't think of it that way, kind of a thing. And so it really is amazing. The Carey family's been around, and we just have a passion for horse racing, and so we're thrilled. We couldn't be happier. We're so excited to get ready and build this thing and bring horse racing back to the way it should be.
I'm thrilled for you. I'm specifically thrilled for you guys because, you know, Churchill Downs, they knew what they were looking for, and they got pretty much everything they were looking for Arlington, but that's a big corporation, right? And they're very, very well-heeled. You guys were you are a stick-to-it kind of family business, like you said. I mean, that's not, and some people are like, oh, they must be gazillionaires. They're not. He has a mini spare for one of his wheels.
Mom and pop or thoroughbred and mare, whatever you want to call it.
I know, it is. And so, I mean, you guys have really struggled to keep it alive and try to keep things going. Mm-hmm. And horse racing is very, very tough on every level.
But
there's a lot of people who are involved in this business who, this is their whole lives.
Right. And did you know, Ro, that when Maywood and Balmoral went out, we're the only dual breed facility in the country? We switch over our track four times a year for thoroughbreds, then we switch it over for harness, then we switch it back for thoroughbreds, then we switch it back for harness. So it's very, very expensive, very time-consuming, but we did it because we want to make sure that both breeds are doing well in the state of Illinois.
Right. Because there's a big, that's the other thing. I mean, the thoroughbred, there's a bit of a thoroughbred industry in the state of Illinois, but the harness industry in the state of Illinois is pretty substantial in terms of breeding and stuff like that. So,
and that's all mom and pop stuff. You know, that's not major corporations owning horses. That's all mom and pop.
And in southern Illinois, especially, we don't think about it so much here. There's some up here, but the majority is down by the Ohio River. And so that's really where, you know, that's the great benefit to the state for that. And then, and let's face it, you know, for people who want to go and they want to hang out and they want to on a Sunday or a Saturday, football Saturday or Sunday. I mean, it just doesn't, you know, you got the whole thing going on there, especially in the fall. When do you pick up the meet again?
October 1st.
October 1st.
I imagine that, you know, Bears are on the road.
The end of the year.
Or even if at home you don't have tickets, what a great place to go. Let's go watch the Bears game, bet on the Bears game, bet on the horses, play some blackjack.
What we
want to
do. I mean, yep.
So you can have blackjack, you can have roulette. What else you get?
Yeah, we're slot machines, you know, so we're excited about all the table games. I mean, it really makes a big difference.
Oh, well, congratulations to you. It's like you won the lottery today, Tim.
You know what? I felt like it last. You know what? I told all my buddies, if this ever happens, you won't see me for 3 days. I walk out of the Capitol last night, empty. No one's there to even walk with. I got my car by myself. I'm like, what the
Where's
hell,
the party?
Man?
Oh,
it's the biggest day in horse racing, and there I am all by myself. Not even a lobbyist around.
Boy, that's that. Wow.
Oh, boy.
I know.
Not even a lobbyist with a hooker. That couldn't even fly that. They'd never fly that in Springfield.
Not
even
a lobbyist
around.
All right, Tim, thank you very much. Congratulations.
Guys. Roll, thank you. And thank you for all your support for horse racing. Truly appreciate it.
All right, thanks, Tim. Appreciate it.
All right, see you guys. All right, bye-bye.
Think about the growth of sports betting. Even, you know, like last 10 years.
Incredible.
It's incredible.
The way it's increased.
And now that's going to be part of their business.
And I think the nice thing, the best thing, is that now we can get, you know, I've been trying to keep horse racing alive for 20 years here, you know, by talking about it on the radio and making sure that the guys like Tim Carey and the Duchess Waugh family and all the rest of the people, you know, are able to tell the majestic story of it. And people go out and see it and they love it. Once they see it, they get you can get really hooked on it. And in a good way. But it is, and then, you know, you can connect with the horses and things like that. This is... this is a really, really, really good moment for that.
Cool.
And Hawthorne, I mean, you know, Tim would be the first one to tell you that it needed a redo, because Hawthorne had, you know, some of that facility is 100 years old.
Yeah.
And it does need to be, you know, spruced up just a touch.
There you go.
Yeah. So the before and after, that's its own reality show. Is to do a before and after, like HGTV design show.
Exactly.
To redo that place. It's going to be much easier to, and it's going to be much more turnkey up at Arlington Park, because they were kind of already set for
They were, yeah. They have the space already. Yeah.
We have a suggestion of Real Horsewives of Hawthorne Park.
Oh, my gosh. It's amazing.
Just working with some stuff here, throwing some ideas out.
Yeah, I knew I knew a few of those.
It won't be just throwing wine glasses at each other, that's for sure.
Horseshoes.
Yeah, this ain't Beverly Hills, baby.
Yeah.
Ouch.
Riding crop. Ow! 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 All right. Let's check in now with Kim Gordon. I made this dirty, didn't I? Kim, what's going on in the news at the bottom of the hour?
After a violent weekend in Chicago, Mayor Lightfoot is still standing behind Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson.